Welcome to our podcast on navigating the world of business in English, where we explore strategies, insights, and success stories for entrepreneurs, professionals, and anyone interested in the business world. In Amazon's latest series of strategic changes, the technology giant plans to streamline its operations and ward off potential antitrust lawsuits. The company will significantly scale back its in-house clothing and furniture brands by discontinuing 27 out of 30 clothing lines and all private label furniture lines, a move which is largely speculated to be a response to the ongoing threat of an FTC antitrust lawsuit. This reduction is also part of Amazon's plan to address cost and regulatory challenges, improve profitability, and focus on its core business areas. Along with these changes, Amazon is also following the global corporate trend of reducing the prevalence of work-from-home culture that emerged during the pandemic. The company is tracking and targeting its U.S. employees who don't spend at least 3 days in the office, as part of a broader push for a return to in-person work. Finally, in a bid to attract holiday shoppers, Amazon is reintroducing popular deals across a range of products. The company hopes these discounts will enhance its consumer appeal during the festive season. Stay tuned for more updates on the ever-evolving strategies and operations of this tech titan. In disappointing developments from the UK retail sector, popular homeware retailer Wilko has regrettably fallen into administration, a significant setback worsened by the struggles of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. This collapse follows unsuccessful rescue talks, marking yet another chilling reminder of the challenges facing budget retailers in the current economic climate. Irrespective of the unfortunate circumstances, the company continues to shoulder financial difficulties and made a crucial decision to keep its doors open while continuing pays for its 12,500-strong workforce. This intentional measure gives a ray of hope and reassurance to its dedicated employees in these uncertain times as they actively pursue a viable rescue solution. The decline of Wilko, a risk to an astounding 12,000 jobs, has exacerbated the tangible pressures on high street retailers in recent months. As we continue to monitor the looming situation, we wish for a prompt and fruitful solution for the retail company and its thousands of faithful employees. We assure you of timely updates on this story as more developments come to light. In recent WeWork news, the co-working giant is facing a potentially dire situation. Currently grappling with escalating financial troubles, WeWork has issued a serious warning that indicates the possibility of an operational collapse. With accumulating losses and a decreasing customer base, the previously prominent firm finds itself in deepening turmoil. Rapid expansion and reducing demand for their co-working spaces have added immense pressure on the real estate startup. At the moment, WeWork's increasing financial problems overshadow any upbeat economic news, underlining the challenges ensuing companies that aim for aggressive growth without a firm foundation. It serves as a stark reminder in the ever-changing business atmosphere. On a more positive note, Taylor Swift's highly anticipated Eras Tour is predicted to significantly boost the economy of Los Angeles County. Economy experts estimate a staggering contribution of $320 million from the pop superstar's tour, which is expected to encourage tourism, stimulate local businesses, and propel economic growth in the region. Thank you for joining us on this episode as we explored the dynamic world of business, discussing strategies, tips, and insights to help you succeed in the ever-changing landscape of the business world.